Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Our Blue Bahamas, the podcast for the Bahamas Reef Environment Educational Foundation. Now, we got a super duper show for you today because I am here with two of the current Bahamas Youth Climate Ambassadors. And now, you may be like me and you may be like, what on earth is a youth climate ambassador? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start this show off just by having them introduce themselves. And then I'm going to have Ryan, one of these wonderful ambassadors, actually explain to y'all a little bit about what it is to be a youth climate ambassador. So Ryan, let's start with you, please.
Once again, thank you very much for having me on. So as previously stated, my name is Ryan Munnings. I'm a youth climate ambassador for the Bahamas. So this initiative was started by the Office of the Prime Minister in 2022 of January. And it's basically a program tailored to empowering young individuals, I believe from the age of 18 and up. And so each year, an ambassador is elected, both a male and female. And so we represent the Bahamas locally, regionally, and internationally on all matters relating to climate change and sustainability.
Fantastic. And for my other guest, Ms. Heather?
Good day. My name is Heather Brockbank. I am the female youth climate change ambassador under the Office of the Prime Minister, and I also work as the outreach officer here at Brief.
Fantastic. And you may have heard Heather on some of our other podcasts. And if not, you should go check them out because she's pretty awesome. I guess I wanted to start off by asking what drew you to applying for this? Like, I got to say, it's pretty impressive. I don't know if I saw it like, oh, hey, let me go apply to be an ambassador when I was young and I was pretty out there. But I don't think I would have had the cojones to do that. So, Ryan, tell me, like, what must have inspired you so much to make you decide to apply and become in this position?
Well, I've always had a drive for public service and public policy. Mm. So for the last 2-3 years, I've been working with the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture in establishing a national youth parliament. When I served in youth parliament before, so I wanted to take my leadership to another level and be able to use my voice as a platform for other youth.
Fantastic. And such a great opportunity then to merge that. Mm-hmm. Joy of being a part of public service with the environment. And Heather, for you?
I've been actually working in the environmental sector, so a bit different from Ryan, for the past about 7 years now, since I was in high school. And I really obviously have a passion for conservation and protection of our environment, and that is backed by policy. So this program really inspired me because it gave me an opportunity to have my voice heard.
Yeah.
And the opportunity to have other youth voices heard. So,
because you're essentially, as an ambassador, you're representing the youth of the Bahamas in this area, right? Yes, so yes. It is their voices that you are bringing to the forefront. I love that. Okay, so why we need this? Why did OPM start this? We have challenges that we're facing. Like, what could possibly be the need for increased advocacy in this area? What are the environmental challenges you see we're facing, Heather?
Yeah, so first I want to note that youth have constantly been outspoken about the environmental issues that we're facing. So this program really provides a platform for their voices to be heard and so that they feel like their opinions matter. And we've faced a lot of issues with intensifying hurricanes, especially in the past years. And this program really allows the youth to connect climate change and some of these stronger storm events that we're experiencing, additionally flooding, as well as those who work in the water, the reduction in fisheries, and then coral bleaching, and all of these climate-related issues that we're facing here in the Bahamas, and really bringing that to light, and then those who have an opinion on it or who are passionate about it, like us, can really speak out and really educate others on some of the issues that we're facing right here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. And Ryan, how do you, and Heather, what are you doing to raise awareness? Because I sometimes feel like I'm in a little bubble for a couple of weeks, right? And I'm talking to like-minded people because I'll talk to Heather and then I'll talk to somebody from BNT and I'm talking to somebody in Abaco and everybody's in this loop. They all know what the issues are. And then I'll go somewhere else and I'll talk to people and they'll be like, what are you talking about? So how are you using sort of your mix of background in public policy and public service to raise these issues that Heather just mentioned?
Well, one of our main focuses is engagement and education. So whether that's from going into the schools or having community town halls or basically using social media as a platform to educate and post relevant and factual information with regards to climate change. One of the most important thing is we have to make people aware of what is going on before we can continue to advocate it. So people can't just start, you know, advocating for climate change. We have to make it aware what climate change is about and what we can do to solve it.
And where would you feel sort of, because we can do that in the practice, you know, preaching to the choir concept. Yeah. But there, as I mentioned, I feel like there's communities or segments of society where there's less information. Are you able to identify those areas and sort of, if you identify it's the 45 to 50, I'm using that example, because might be my age range. But like, are there age ranges that you talk to that are beyond the youth, or is really your focus on working with maybe youth, but then within areas that they just might not have had as much access to information?
Well, I know as a youth climate ambassador, we're targeting the youth, but my main focus is just to bring climate change awareness to everybody, anyone who will listen. I always find that Bahamians don't want to support an idea unless they know how it affects them individually.
Yep.
And so it's basically going to each and anyone who would be able to listen and say, hey, this is the issue that we're facing today and how best we can assist in it.
And do you advocate on behalf of the youth for our policy leaders, our sort of those who are in, whether it's political office or are heads of important agencies that impact the environment? Would you do any of that, like taking the voice of youth? It doesn't even have to be within government, Chamber of Commerce, whatever it happens to be, but those types of groups, are you able to say, look, we are representing the youth of the Bahamas and these are the things we feel are important?
Yeah. So as a youth climate ambassador, we have different opportunities to travel regionally and internationally. And so as an ambassador, we speak for the youth of the nation. And, you know, we have a certain standard and agenda that we stick by to encourage individuals. And this isn't an issue that the Bahamas only faces. This is the regional and the Caribbean issue. So we're just following suit.
Wonderful. I guess let me ask, Heather, has there been a project or initiative through this ambassador program that you've been proud of, sort of, or one of, I'm sure there's lots, so let me change that. What's an initiative that you've been a part of that you're most proud of?
Well, from my experience, I was on the previous committee with the previous ambassadors, so I got that experience going into schools and speaking and educating persons about climate education and climate awareness and the SDGs and how they affect them, even into organizations like the Bahamas Contractors Organization. Yep. And so I want to stress that it's not only schools that need this education, but with our committee, we've had the opportunity to assemble a committee of an amazing, like-minded young individuals who will support us with our journey. Right now, we're focusing on gearing up for education in schools, so reaching out to schools to start these climate change and climate awareness presentations to really get that education out there and really teach Bahamians how climate change affects them.
And if I was a school and I wanted to have the Bahamas youth and climate ambassadors come in and talk to my students, how do I do that?
You can reach out to the Office of the Prime Minister or the Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit of the Office of the Prime Minister.
Okay, perfect.
Gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble! He's done it!
Join me, Naughty, Earl the Pearl, and the rest of the crew from the Press Box each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM as we talk sports. All of you Major League sports, Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the NBA each and every Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on Guardian Radio. It's the Press Box. All the sports, all the time. See you on Sunday.
Oh, yes!
Join me, Landlord, along with Mike D, for the entertaining and ministering program, Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits.
It's the great hits from the Caribbean and the great hits from all across urban America.
You will hear great music and more, including interviews with popular artists from America.
Hi, this is Richard Smallwood. Listen, I love Conch Salad, Landlord. It's one of my favorite thing, conch fritters.
Hi, this is Carvin Winans of Three Winans Brothers.
Hey guys, this is Casey J.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Jonathan McReynolds.
Hello, everybody. I'm Pastor Shirley Season. I want the world to know, Mike D and Landlord, that we matter, that our children matter.
This is Mike D.
And yours truly, Landlord. Get ready for Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits, Sundays here on Guardian Radio.
Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits, Sundays at 1:30 p.m. here on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Join me, Alexis Burrows, for Vital Voices, the weekly radio show and podcast tackling the nation's most pressing health and wellness topics. From healthcare equity to proactive wellness, Vital Voices empowers you with tools and knowledge to improve your life and community. Tune in on Guardian Radio and catch full episodes on YouTube every Monday. Don't miss these crucial conversations with experts, providers, and industry leaders, because your health matters.
Vital Voices, Sundays at 2 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Sisters in Christ, we're building an engaging, spiritually enriching community. We want to encourage women of faith, primarily Christians, to seek spiritual growth and encouragement from a practical discussion of God's Word. Women from diverse backgrounds and experiences will share their faith journeys. Mothers, career women, single women, young adults, and church leaders will be part of in-person discussions.
Tune in to Sisters in Christ, Sundays at 3 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9.
Sundays just got a whole lot better with your Lane Talk Show on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I'm your host, Coach Trish Hanna, bringing you real talk with real solutions for your faith, family, marriage, and everyday life, stepping boldly out of the four walls and into media. You already know I keep it transparent, uplifting, and yes, a little fun too. So whether you're driving, cooking, or just relaxing, make Sundays your time to tune in, laugh a little, and grow a lot. Catch your Lane Talk Show with me, Coach Trish Hanna, Sundays from 3:30 to 5 p.m. only on Guardian Talk Radio. Let's walk this lane together.
Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Right here in sunny Bahamas at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You will want to tune in every Sunday, 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. I, Garth Minard Roseborough, will bring you a program where your opinions meet the facts, where fiction meets reality. I welcome you for Remark, 96.9 FM, Bahamas.
So much things to say right now. They got so much things to say.
Let's talk together in English. Are you ready for Anupale Ansam? Let's Talk Together is a show that is here to inform the Bahamian and Haitian community living in the Bahamas. You need to know more about COVID, immigration, support for young learners at home, banking, as well as current affairs, concerns that affect the Haitian community and Bahamian community. Well, tune in at 6:30 p.m. only on Guardian 96.9 FM.
It's one thing to say that you're going in and you're raising awareness and all of that. You think it's going to do anything? Are the other young Bahamians out there actually going to do anything that's going to impact these issues of climate change?
From what I've experienced being in schools, I see that there is a passion building up within students. With the media nowadays, we're more aware of things that are going on around us and more aware of climate issues or things like recycling initiatives or saving water or saving energy, solar energy, things like that. And it really connects the dots back to some of the issues that we're facing in our environment as to why we need to pivot or adapt to some of the situations that we experience. Even young Bahamians who have been displaced by climate events such as hurricanes are really understanding that climate change does affect us firsthand and something needs to be done about it.
Yep. It's so, so true. So, Ryan, you brought up something that I should have followed up on a little bit more, because you talked about how there's this opportunity for you to interact with regional others similar to yourselves, other youth leaders within the climate space. Is there anything that you've been able to learn from them that maybe you're like, oh, you know what, we're not doing that back home, but maybe we should? Is there anything comes to mind from that? Or maybe vice versa, that they were like, oh, you guys are doing that, we're not doing that in Jamaica or Trinidad or wherever, and they're importing your work to their island.
Yeah, so like I would have previously stated, this isn't an issue that just the Bahamas face. This is a regional and the international issue. I was so happy to see at the Bahamas Youth Climate Change Conference in 2025 of this year, there were so many young individuals from private and the public sector schools who came out of support. We had youth climate ambassadors from different countries, more specifically Trinidad and Tobago. Uh-huh. So, you know, whether it's the mangrove restoration in Jamaica, or if it's the climate smart change in Belize, you know, these are issues that we all face. And so I was able to learn and gather, what are you doing in your country? And are we doing the same thing? Or what can we also implement? Because we're all stronger when we work together.
In talking about being stronger when we work together, you talked about your committee, mm-hmm. which is great. Tell me a little bit about them and like how many people are on your committee. Like how does that happen? I don't know anything about this, so I'm totally at point zero here, Ryan.
So we were afforded the opportunity to recommend a select few of individuals. And so we have, I believe it's about 14 people in total.
Brilliant.
Yeah, and so we have many young individuals, brilliant individuals, ranging from the Met Office to Brief, from all over the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And so we're putting our minds together to see how best we can support sustainability and climate change.
And you said something right there that Heather will know this by now, but because I'm from Luther, I'm always like, people too Nassau-centric. So you have some folks from the Family Islands or Grand Bahama who are on your committee. It's not just a bunch of New Providence people.
Well, we have persons who have immigrated, so we have persons okay. from Exuma.
Perfect.
I believe one of our ambassadors lives in Exuma, I believe. And okay. so it's not just Nassau people.
I have to put this point out there, because even if I have to shame y'all, then I'll make sure next year's committee has people from other islands, right? Like, I am never backing down on this. Okay, but that's great. I mean, in Exuma is, I always just find it fascinating, right?
Like, beautiful.
Being from, like, one single island of pretty, I mean, we got Spanish Wells on Harbor Island as well, but it's like, it's kind of a Lutheran. The Exumas is like every little key is a different space. So you're representing a whole bunch of the archipelago just by having Exuma represented. Okay, so this is a big picture, tough one. Let's just say that your message hasn't been heard yet, one of your important messages by the decision makers, the powers that be. And on this one, I would say it could be in private industry or it could be in government, right? Because decision makers, if we do have, you talked about the Contractors Association is great, but if we have developers deciding, no, as a group, we are not going to do these practices mm-hmm. that we know, we're not going to be filling in mangroves. We're not going to be doing these types of things. It could be private sector. It could be public sector. But if you were going to send one message to these sort of decision makers, about things that are impacting climate change for us, what would it be? And Ryan, let me start with you.
Okay, yeah. So I think that individuals, instead of just hurrying to respond, I think we need to listen, and listen with a sense of urgency. Climate change isn't just an environmental issue. It intertwines with so many different things. So it can be a social and economic issue as well. And so I feel as moving forward as policymakers, every policy and every development plan needs to factor in sustainability in some way, shape, or form. And then the choices that we make now, they're not just affecting the Bahamas today. They're going to affect the Bahamas that we leave for our children. So I think we need to take that into account.
And I love that. And especially so much of what Brief does is just the reason why it's an educational mm-hmm. foundation, because it is about our future generations. Yeah. And it's not just you, because you guys are essentially the current generation at this point, right? But we're talking about your grandchildren. You know, like, how do we make sure that they're able to enjoy the same Bahamas in many ways that we are now. So I love that, Ryan. And but for you, Heather, what would be your sort of your message to the powers that be, the decision makers in the country?
Similar to what Ryan said, I would incorporate this environmental knowledge and climate awareness into every aspect of life, like he said. So taking into account systems, even like our sewage systems, sanitary systems, access to fresh running water are still issues that we are facing on some of the family islands, or even access to or steady access to energy and things like that. And so all of these issues can have climate solutions that would be renewable and more effective. And so I would say to consult things that have worked in the past for us, and consult things that have worked for other countries as well, but also consult Bahamians, consult the youth. Find out what they're passionate about, find out what issues they're facing locally, and really listen to what people have to say, but also find ways that you can educate yourself on what is happening. I think education is the core of really finding or pivoting towards climate solutions, because we can be aware of the issues, we can know what's happening, but if we're not educated on how it affects us or how it affects the future, we can't really be prepared to create a solution.
So right, we need to have done this research and educated ourselves, not just wait for others to educate us, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess that, so I'm a 13-year-old listening to the podcast right now. What advice, and I know, like I've seen these things, I know that hurricanes, it seems to me, are getting stronger, they're less predictable, they get stronger, faster. I'm worried that, you know, it seems like flooding is more of an issue. Places that I was told didn't flood when I was little are flooding now. Is what do you tell me? Like, what do you recommend to me if I want to be involved in climate change action over the next few years of my teenage life? Any sort of thoughts for them? Ryan, let me ask you.
Well, I'll start with two things. I think, firstly, you should educate yourself. I always say that you should know exactly what you're talking about. You want to jump up on a stage or speak to your friends about climate change, and then you're not fully aware. Knowledge is power. Once you have knowledge and effectively use it, nobody can take that away from you. And then the second thing I will say is to start, and then be consistent with it. Whether it's, you know, stopping the use of littering or encouraging individuals to use plastic less. And you have to stay consistent with that pattern. You don't just want to say, okay, I'm going to do it for January and then I'll, you know, wait until December to say something else. You have to stay consistent, because when people see that you're consistent and serious about the issue, they'll, you know, take you more seriously.
And follow your example, right? Yeah, because you've shown that it is doable well. And Heather, what about you? What other advice would you give to a young Bahamian? So not just your young, but young.
I'm going to speak towards those Family Island students.
Oh, see, I love this. I'm just trying to get on my good side now.
I'm a fellow Family Island student from Grand Bahama. Yeah. And you often see the climate awareness and action happening in New Providence, and you might feel discouraged that maybe your opinion is not valid, or you have no say in really this realm that is very unfamiliar to you. I'd say reach out to organizations, local nonprofits, or even nonprofits in New Providence, and ask them how you can get involved. I started out personally by writing a letter to the editors for the newspaper.
Love it.
And really just having your opinion out there to either feel like you're not alone in the opinion, or garner support, or really drive this conversation in your community, because keeping your thoughts to yourself is not going to get you anywhere.
Right.
And so apply to programs, like Ryan said, educate yourself, and then reach out to persons who are working in these sectors and consult with them. Just have a conversation, talk, ask them how they get started, and then start with programs through different programs, working with Water Keepers Bahamas, Save the Bays, or even BRIEF. I really found my passion for environmental education, and for you, that could look like water sewage treatment, or marine biology, or marine architecture, civil engineering, things like that, that aren't directly in the ocean or in a climate change position, but are affecting the environment in a positive way.
I love that. And some of this is touching on, I can't believe like half an hour has just spun by, but we're wrapping up, and You both brought in some tangible things speaking to the youth. I want flip your hats a little bit now. This is speaking as the voice of youth, maybe to older Bahamians. Not the ones in power. This is like your mommy or your auntie or, you know, whoever it may be. What would be the one thing that, or two things that you think are simple, practical ways that they can help create a healthier, more resilient Bahamas? And at the same time, probably bring a little positivity into their own lives. Like, feel like I am doing something. Like, if you had one or two tips, Ryan, let me start with you again.
So, like I would say, it doesn't matter how small that you start. So it all intertwines and it's building for a collective and greater effort. So whether it's ensuring that you don't use as much plastic, whether it's ensuring that you properly dispose of waste. You know, I drive along the airport road and there are mangroves in that area and you see all kind of trash and it's so disgusting. And so I think we should take a look at different countries like Japan. And so they conserve their garbage and they save it until they can find a bin. And so whether we're out on the beach and we're having a function, I think we should properly dispose of our waste.
Yes.
So we can start small by just doing that.
And it's so important, though. And honestly, I love that, too, because what you brought in there is what I was saying. Like, I do that same drive that you do.
Yeah.
It is so frustrating, right? You know how much happier my life would be that one day I could drive down that road and not see any trash? It would make all of us happier people, more pleasant to interact with. It's not just the environmental impact, people. These are wide-ranging consequences of treating our Bahamas better. And Heather, what about for you? Another, like, a practical tip. But, like, the one that you think is easily attained and important.
Yeah, I would say be more open-minded.
Ooh, I love that.
And oftentimes our young people can know it's a bit hard to really change some of the ideas that older persons may have, but really open your minds to what, not only what young people are saying, but what we're experiencing today, and ask yourself, why are we experiencing this? How can I be a part of the solution? And like Ryan said, small actions like not throwing garbage out of your window or reducing the amount of plastic you use in your household, or even just going to the farmer's market for some of your weekly grocery shopping. All of these tiny actions, even though they might seem small, really build up to a more eco-friendly household. And even if you own your own household, you can look into solar energy or rainwater catchment, things like that, or starting your own garden. All of these are tiny steps towards a bigger solution.
I love it, Heather. And I'll do a plug as well, though, for the farmer's market, because now that we're finally into sort of that season where I hope you're listening to this at the time when it is accurate that it's that season, but for the most part, this is when it's so good. You take your green bags with you down there, and for once, you don't have to pick up your broccoli wrapped in plastic or your lettuce or your tomatoes. You can actually just put them straight in. And I will tell you, so we often talk about what are the minor impacts. Trust me, all that extra plastic that you don't have to put in your garbage bag saves you money because you don't have to use as many garbage bags.
No.
There's little wins in all of these actions, right? But Heather, thank you for bringing up the open-minded, because I am one of those old people. And it is so important to remember that my lived experience is not somebody else's lived experience. And I think the issue with us old people is we think because we got more lived experience that somehow ours is more valid than a younger person's lived experience. Nope, not true, my folks. So remember that when you're talking to your 18, 19, 20-year-old granddaughter, grandson, niece, nephew, whatever it is, there's a reason they're trying to tell you that. So be open-minded. I love it. Heather, I'm going to let you close us out today, though, with letting people know how they can get in contact with Brief. We've already talked about, actually, you know what? Give them the same long phrase you did for OPM about how to get in contact with you guys as youth ambassadors, because I don't even remember what that was. But then let's end it with that, how to get in contact with Brief, too.
So you can reach out to us on, you can reach out and send a message on Instagram at the CCEAU, which is the Climate Change.
CCAEU?
Climate Change and Environmental Advisory Unit Instagram.
Perfect. So I hope you got that. Yes.
You can also send a message to BYCCA242 on social media, which is the Bahamas Youth Climate Change Ambassadors 242 page.
Perfect.
You can look out for more activity on that page from us.
You should follow it, everybody. Follow it.
Yes,
follow. And then in terms of reaching out to Brief, you can call us at 327-9000 or email us at brief@brief.org, or even just send us a message on any of our social media channels at brief242.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you so much, Heather. Truly inspiring to hear youth leaders from the Bahamas doing amazing things. So thank you, everybody.